I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. America, a land of freedom. America, a nation that was built by people with guts, heart, faith, integrity, and boldness. However, America is not what it once was. The country is extremely divided from all sides. This beloved nation of ours has drifted so far from what it was when it first began. And each day, each moment, each second that passes us by, we lose a little bit more of our country, our freedom, our values. Because people have become frightened, lazy, afraid, careless, and totally oblivious to the cold hard fact that what America is becoming is exactly what our founding fathers risked their lives to get away from. The people we have in office are exactly the kind of people that Americans before us have stood up against and even risked their lives to save freedom. Yet here we are, in our cold, sad echo of silence. We allow ourselves to be trampled on, and we allow communism, socialism, and tyranny to run rampant through our land. But many times, we can find common ground, and that is evil. Let us find common ground on true evil and true hate, and let us call evil what it is for what it is. Some people are just evil. Evil has no color. It has no race, no sex, or no bloodline at all. Evil is just pure evil. We must stand together in love for our country, for our values, for our community, because wherever you are in this beautiful country, you belong to the community that is the United States of America. And together we can bind with one another with joined hands, fighting the battle against pure hate, pure evil. And we can make this country what we want it to be, what it can be, what it should be, for me, for you, for the future generations to come. But friends, it is up to me, it is up to you to make people listen. We must reach out, we must stand out, we must go out with all it is that we have, all our might, putting up our best fight. Because together we can make this right. It won't be easy. We'll have our differences with one another from time to time. But that is just fine. Let's knock real hate to the ground. Let's abolish real hate instead of calling hate anything and everything. Because there is only one word for hate, and it's evil. And it's time we call true evil what it is. America, friends, dear stranger, answer the call to do what is right. Don't allow the government to tell you how to live anymore. Tell the government how to do their jobs instead of the other way around. In the words of Kennedy, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. You have a voice, use it, because if you don't use what you have the right to use now, then you may never have the opportunity, or you may never even have the right to do so ever again. Because if you aren't willing to use the rights you have now, and if you aren't willing to fight for the rights you have now, then my friends, Americans, you will lose those rights. America is a land of many, a land of individuals, where each individual has the right and the opportunity to rise to the occasion, to rise above, and to show everyone exactly what they're made of. That's what makes America great. Patriots, we must not fold, we must not cave, we must not bow, we must not bend, break, or let them take what it is that no man can shake, and that is our faith. Stand strong, be bold, be courageous, get informed, get equipped, and go out to take this country back.